Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I am your host, PJ, and it is Easter Sunday, and it is a beautiful day. We have a lot to talk about. Wisconsin Badgers won the final, one half of the Final Four. They're going to be going up against Duke in the big dance, finally getting their revenge against Kentucky. And from the very start, Wisconsin told us that they wanted Kentucky. They wanted Kentucky in the Final Four because last year, right around this time, Kentucky upset Wisconsin. It came down to 1 point, one final basket, and free throws. Wisconsin, Trayvon Jackson, he faked the guy out and he got a foul at the 3 point line and was able to shoot three shots. He missed the first one and made it the second and third. That put Wisconsin up by one. And then Kentucky rushed the ball down the court and hit a buzzer beater shot to go to the big dance. That was last year. This year, Wisconsin, they kept on top of Kentucky. You know, they hardly ever got them or let them get in the lead for almost half the game, more than half. Wisconsin had the lead. And, you know, that really takes a beating on somebody like Kentucky who's used to always dominating and having control of the pace of the game. And, you know, they're the ones in control. And Wisconsin, I think they did a very good job of containing Kentucky and how much talent they had and their pace, the speed of their offense. You saw it with Arizona and you saw it with North Carolina, two teams that were very fast pace, and Wisconsin managed to beat both of them by containing their offense. They made sure that they had to slow down and play a half-court offense. Now, the difference between Arizona and North Carolina that made Kentucky special is that Kentucky could also play in a half-court offense. They just weren't as good at it. But Wisconsin, being the best, most team that I see out there right now, they go into that half-court offense, and they milk the clock. They bring that shot clock all the way right down to, like, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then they shoot their shot. You know, they make sure that they have a good shot, and they don't rush things. Sometimes Wisconsin got flustered, and, Bo Ryan had to call a timeout, and I thought he did a very good job at that. Whenever Wisconsin got worked up or they had such a big lead and, you know, then they started getting cocky, Bo Ryan would call a timeout, tell the guys, you know, get it together. And, Kentucky had their runs, right, but Wisconsin would come back. It was a very good matchup. I remember one time that Wisconsin had a really big lead and Kentucky made this, you know, like, 12-0 run and they were still only down by two. Wisconsin was only down by two, and it was like, wow, you know, they're really dominating. They really dominated that game, and I'm really happy about that. And the Duke versus Michigan State game, I watched the beginning of it, and Michigan State, they came out strong. They hit 4 3-point shots in a row to kick off the game, and, you know, that's an enormous start, and they were beating Duke like 12-2 or something. And then Coach K called a timeout and made an audible. And, you know, Duke switched to the swarming defense that wouldn't allow anything but a 3-point shot. And that's not Michigan State's team. That's not what they do. They have the 3-point shot, but, you know, if you have that swarming defense that Duke had, it's like, you know, they you can't get a shot off. And, I mean, playing basketball and, you know, going up against a swarming defense is one of the most frustrating things because you get trapped by two guys and, you know, you picked up your dribble, you're stuck. And then they go after you and they start, you know, trying to get the jump ball, and that's even more frustrating. So, really, props to Duke on going to the big dance. It's going to be Wisconsin and Duke, and I'm really excited for that matchup. Key players, look out for Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky. Those two guys are going to have to step up, as well as Nigel Hayes. Last night, he was a little bit, you know, on the down low. He wasn't doing very great. He wasn't a standout player like he usually is, but he, you know, he contributed it a little bit. He made a couple great three-point shots that really, you know, shifted the momentum over to Wisconsin. But overall, he wasn't the best. Now, he's going to have to play his best up against Duke. Now, personally, I think Kentucky is a better team than Duke. So I'm pretty confident about this. But, you know, you don't know until it's over. March Madness always has its upsets. On Duke, you got to watch out for Okafor and Winslow. Those two guys, they can really play ball. If Okafor gets it down low, he will make you foul him, or he will take the ball up and make the shot. You can't let him get down in the paint. Winslow, he's just an overall great player. He can drive, he can make passes, and he's very good at collapsing the defense and, you know, making open people. It's what the great Steve Nash was really good at doing. You see, if you look at Steve Nash, he would start up on the top of the key, and then he'd dribble around the whole court and, you know, make the defense follow him, and then he'd pass it to the person that was open. And that's kind of the person that Winslow kind of reminds me of. He's just he doesn't run around as much. So, yeah, he can also shoot, and watch out for those two guys. Those are going to be the main leaders there. Anyway, that's going to do it for this first segment of PD Sports Talk. Stay right here. We'll be right back to talk a little bit about Easter.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
City's filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to be every Sunday at 3, and it is Easter Sunday. Hopefully you guys, you know, you got the Easter bunny dropping off the eggs and getting, you know, the little things inside. I got some Easter eggs, and they had a little chocolates inside, so that's really cool. And I overall had a great Easter Sunday so far. I've had a few cool, you know, different ones. I don't remember, but my mom has told me about it. I was right around one, and we went to Raymond James Stadium, and I did the Easter egg hunt, and I got a whole boatload of eggs and, you know, that sort of thing. And also, we had this bunny come over once because the family was out of town, and the bunny's name was Fatty. It was really cool. And, you know, of course, it's all about, you know, the sacrifice that God made, and Jesus, you know, making the sacrifices that he did for our sins and cleaning our sins. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. But it's also about the food. The food is a big aspect for me. Of course, I'm a foodie, and I'm all about pasta or Italian and all the different types of things. And we had a beautiful meal cooked here by one of our great friends, and it was really nice. It had this honey ham and scalloped potatoes, and it had this credo, and it had some vegetables, some carrots and corn, some rolls, and yeah, it was really good. Am I missing anything there? The deviled eggs. Yeah, the deviled eggs. Our friend here, she made these deviled eggs. She cut out the side, right, and she put the egg yolk in the middle, and she put like a little eyes and a nose on it, and yeah, it was like these little tiny chickens, I guess, and so yeah, it was really cool. And also the desserts were really good. There was cupcakes, there was also another thing. Would you like to explain what that was? Her name is Marianne. She was the amazing cook that we had today. Can you explain the dessert that we had? Not the cupcakes, but the
chocolate eclair pie.
Yep.
Made with green crackers and pudding and a chocolate topping on it.
And
in the refrigerator overnight.
And where did you learn that from?
Facebook, yep.
And, like, what is it traditionally cooked as? It's not traditionally cooked as a pie, right?
Eclairs are usually individual. Mm-hmm.
And what was it like making the little deviled eggs?
Coming out of an egg.
Yeah.
Those are just for Easter. Something mm-hmm. funny.
And what is your favorite part about Easter?
Family.
Family?
Yep.
Having all the family around and having a big Easter meal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marianne, for cooking the meal today and all that. I also have my mom here sitting right next to me, and she's not at the golf course today, but here she is. What is your favorite part about Easter, Mom?
Well, PJ, I agree with Marianne that family, I think being able to share with family and friends, and then also when we came in today, the place setting of the table today had all our little names on with little Easter bunny napkin rolled into our spot, made look like the ears of the bunny the napkin was, and just the flowers and the setting and everything was so beautiful that Marianne and Tommy had for us and welcomed us here. And then we got to play in the pool. Our weather is gorgeous. We're blessed to be in Florida and have the ability to be outside and enjoy God's nature.
Mm-hmm. And, my favorite part about Easter is, of course, being with the family and having a lot of fun. And it's a reoccurring thing, isn't it? I really liked dyeing the eggs. That was always fun for me. And the Easter egg hunt is always fun. I remember we spent an Easter over at Big Deal Dylan's, and they had this big old Easter egg hunt, and that was really cool, and they had this meal too. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I was going to say one other thing, PJ, I'm a real happy camper today because the Badgers won last night.
Yeah, go Big Red. We also have Jay-Z, and we have Daniel here. He's sunbathing outside, giving us the peace sign and stuff, so enjoying the nice weather. And we also have Tommy, Uncle Tommy here, and my mom, of course, and me. So, yeah, Stuart here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. We will be right back after this quick commercial break for a little bit of freestyle.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
get my driver's license, and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat, like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. And we are here with JV. And I just want to know, like my mom said earlier, we were in the pool today and we were having a lot of fun. Being in Florida, and of course, you're coming from Georgia, right? Yeah. And I'm going to start off with this. What was it like first moving down to Florida?
Well, it's just amazing because of the climate, and we have these what I call 9 months of summer, 9 months of summer and 2.5 months of cool weather.
Yeah,
so that's, to me, that's the biggest change. Where I'm just coming from a place where we have seasons, like spring, winter, fall, and summer. But here you get summer, and you get a few cool days of what we call winter.
Yeah, and also today we are going in the pool, so when do you think it's the right time to go back in the pool? How do you judge that?
Well, for me, it's all about temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's kind of chilly, I'm more hesitant to hop in. But for some people, it doesn't matter. I heard Thomas swimming in January. So, but for me, I like to have it warm outside. So when I do get in there, it's a little chilly. It's still warm out and the sun warms me up. So I think now's the perfect time to go to the pool. In fact, today was my first day going in. Now I'm going to go in every day, you know, until the so-called winter comes back.
Well, thank you for being on the show, JB.
You're welcome. Go Badgers.
And we also have sunbathing Daniel over here. And so you're a very interesting person, right? You you swallow swords. You you know, you juggle fire. You also breathe fire. What is it like doing all those things?
Oh, it's an absolute blast. And, of course, you know, I've had the great fortune of meeting some amazing people that taught me that do it for a living out of the sideshow.
And was the absolute blast part, was that a pun or, you know, or was that?
It's so many meanings with that. I mean, it's an absolute blast fire-wise, and it's an absolute blast hanging with those people and even being a guest on your show.
And thank you for that. And also, do you ever get hurt doing those things?
I burn myself a little bit here and there, but I've actually burnt myself worse eating hot pizza, so that kind of puts it in perspective.
Yeah, so, you know, some people look at that and, you know, they go, oh my God, he's nailing a nail through his nose. You know, is your body made of cartilage or, you know?
Well, you know, it's kind of like I'm pretty much a blockhead, so, you know, and a bonehead, so that just seems to work pretty good for me. But I think people would be pleasantly surprised at the amazing things that everyone's able to do with their body if someone just shows them.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, are you telling people to go out and start swallowing hand swords?
No, they can start real. They can start small with, you know, with silverware from the dinner table and work their way up.
I see. So, you know, the hospital doesn't have much trouble removing the forks as much as they do the swords.
Yeah, yeah. Because the forks are usually metallic, so you can put a magnet on them and get them out.
Oh, I see.
Magnetically.
So it just comes right out of your chest?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Sunbathing Daniel, everybody. So, yeah, I also want to talk a little bit about... here we have a guest that wants to talk a little bit. It's Uncle Tommy. What do you want to talk about?
Actually, I didn't want to talk. People are pointing at me. But hey, I just want to thank everybody who's here at the house and all the listeners. I want to wish you a happy Easter and hope you realize the reason for the season. And I hope that you have a very blessed year. And, well, here's BJ.
And thank you so much for being on the show. Now, but we also have a beautiful dog here. Her name is Lady, and she's sitting here listening to the show. Are you having a good day? Yeah? Yeah? All right. Yeah. His tail's wagging, yeah? Having a good day. Anyway, that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. I hope you guys have enjoyed. And we're cutting it off a little bit early here, but enjoy your Easter, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And make sure to be happy on Monday, you know. It's been a great holiday, and I will see you all next Sunday for another edition of PJ Sports Talk. We, of course, will be talking about the big dance. So stay right here, or not stay right here. See you next week. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. It's PJ signing out.